Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been talking about singleness. And today, I want to talk about the importance of having a biblical view, a biblical understanding of both marriage and singleness. You know, in our culture, I think marriage is increasingly being viewed as a negative thing. It's seen as this burden or hindrance that keeps you from living your life to the fullest. And kind of the idea being promoted is that you need to go have fun, you need to chase your dreams, you need to find yourself. And once you've kind of gotten that out of your system and you've lived your life, well, then you can settle down and get married. But make sure you don't tie yourself down too early to one person, because they're only going to hold you back from living the life you want to live. And I think this negative view of marriage is becoming even more prevalent. In 2023, the median age for men to get married in the United States, it rose to 30.2. And for women, it rose to 28.4. Now, there is no right age to get married according to the Bible. And getting married younger doesn't make you more spiritual. But I think these stats indicate that marriage is intentionally being delayed and put off for as long as possible, because it's viewed negatively. It's viewed as a burden. And people will gladly date and hook up and live together, but they don't want to commit to marriage. But on the kind of the flip side, in church culture, singleness is often viewed negatively. Singleness is seen as this kind of this curse that you want to avoid. And the earlier you can get married, the better. Because for many Christians, they often idolize marriage. It's seen as the be-all, end-all. And the belief is that you are incomplete, you're lacking, you are deficient without a spouse. And you have to get married to find true satisfaction and purpose in life. So I think our culture downplays the importance of marriage. They see it as a burden, and they encourage people to embrace the freedom of singleness for as long as possible. And the church tends to view singleness negatively. It's this thing that you want to avoid, and they exaggerate the importance of marriage, that you're incomplete without it. But listen to what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7 through 9. He says, "I wish that all of you were as I am," meaning I wish that all of you were single. "But each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift and another has that." Now, to the unmarried and the widow, I would say it's good for them to stay unmarried as I do. But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. And here I think Paul offers us a healthy balance and perspective of both singleness and marriage. He says that both singleness and marriage, they are gifts. They are blessings from God. And one season of life is not more important. It's not more significant than the other. Meaning that whether you are single, you're engaged, you're married, you're divorced, you're widowed, the season that you are currently in is a gift from God. We have to have a biblical understanding of both singleness and marriage. So I just want to encourage you to take some time today to reflect on the way that you perceive both singleness and marriage, and to pray that you would view whatever season of life that you're currently in as a gift from God. It's not a mistake. It's not an accident. God hasn't forgotten about you. God has you where you are on purpose for a purpose. So let me take a moment to pray for us, and then I'll give you a chance to pray as well. So Father, we thank you that every season we are in, it is a gift from you. Whether it's a hard season, a good season, a frustrating season, a season where we are wanting more, God, we thank you that you're sovereign over it, that you're in control of it, that you have us there on purpose to grow us and to refine us and mature us. So God, help us to embrace the season that we're in. And God, help us to have a biblical view of the different kinds of relationships that we'll experience, whether it's singleness or engagement or marriage. God, help us to view these things, God, the way that you do. So Father, we love you. And to the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.